Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Fountain Heart Radio. Tonight's episode is entitled The Demonic Cycle, Pathology, and Practical Atheism of the Last Day. And we are studying from 2 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, laughing, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers. These are old words, so I'll have to explain that that's the law. False accusers, incompetent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, hey, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Paul has written, it's very powerful, to a pastor. The term pastor means shepherd. It means the one who guards and protects the sheep. Shepherd. And Jesus himself is called the Kalon, the good shepherd, the good shepherd. Psalm 23 is good shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 follows Psalm 22. Psalm 22, we have the crucifixion. We get the other way and the way that thoughts are back. My God, why? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? So, Psalm 23, victory over death, over the grave, that we think about in Psalm 22, it's victory over death. Now, Paul was an apostle, or sent one, of Jesus Christ, and he wrote this letter to Timothy. He wanted Timothy to understand the times, particularly what the last days would be, what would be the environment of the last days. There are two words used in the Greek New Testament for time. We have chronos, which refers to the time on a clock and such. And then we have kairos, that which time gives an opportunity to do something. So kairos. Notice also that in the last day, perilous kairos shall come, future middle of the Greek. And then the men whom Paul was talking about, in the visible local church. The visible local church shall be. And notice the verb, instead of being verb, lovers of their own selves. And so we have a malignant narcissism. And from this malignant narcissism flows these other heinous behaviors in this catalog of poems. And so we must carefully note what each of these words mean. And notice, after the Paul says lovers of themselves, the first word is covetous. Covetous. This particular term is covered in the Ten Commandments. And God's people were told, God said, thou shalt not covet. In Hebrew, the word means to pant after. To pant after what is not equals what belongs to another. So the covetous one here is a heinous sin. It is to desire what does not belong to one, to be covetous. And notice, this flows from men shall be lovers of their own selves. And after that, we have boasters, people engage and talk about what they do not possess. People who talk about what they do not possess, they are boasters. There is an emptiness to this claim. So it is a very, very important term for us to understand that proud, one who is above others, one who is above others, and this list just gets worse. And we have blasphemers. And these are people who speak against the character. People who speak against the character of others. They slant or literally in the Old Testament sense means to stand against the life of another. One who blasphemes or blasphemer either can stand against God or slander God, and they can also slander man. So this is a very, very terrible term. This is not merely about criticizing others, or does it really relate to censorious judgment or condemnation? This is blasphemy. It means to slander character. And people did to God in the book of Numbers when they were supposed to go into the promised land and all night. And because they did not believe God, they did not take God as his word. God had provided substantial evidence to his character and to the reality of taking care of his people. But here's the thing about the people in the wilderness. They could never put together or never understand that God met all of their needs. God would lead them from event to event, and yet they were unable to come to the spiritual awareness that if God had brought me to, he will lead me through. They never were able to comprehend what God meant to their lives and the fact that he took care of them. This is what we read in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4:2. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, speaking of the people in the wilderness. But the message they heard was of no value to them. Listen to the purpose clause. Because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Please read this verse. Please understand this verse. We read in Hebrews 11 that without faith it is impossible to please Him. And so the people in the room did not make that theological connection. They were never able to do so. And so they slandered God through their unbelief. So let's move on. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. That is self-explanatory. No obligation to obey the parents. God tells his people to take commandments. God said, obey your mother and father. Or take seriously your mother and your father so that you might live long in the land. Command or promise. These people, on the other hand, they are disobedient to parents. It's very, very serious. Very serious truth that Paul's exposing. Next, unthankful. These people have failed to understand that what they have has been given to them as a gift. They are unthankful for what has been done for them. They do not understand what it means to be thankful. It is not within their brain. It does not register in their conscience. They do not have it. It is not a part of their character. They are unthankful. They are unholy. Literally, the word is wicked. Wicked. Next, without natural affection, that is literally no family love, no familial love, no love of family. Please reference Romans 1:31. Next, truce breakers, that is no reconciliation. These persons are at war with others. They're truth breakers. They're hard, they're stubborn. And then we have false accusers. The word means diabolos or devils. They are devils. So hence I have demonic psychopathology. Because the text tells us so. They are diabolos. They are incontinent. That is, they are powerless with no self-control. They are fierce, savage, despisers of those that are good. In my next psalm, we're going to continue the study, and we'll finish verses 4 through 9. Good evening. Please stop your song.